I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Transportation to order March 6, 2018. Time is 1:30 p.m. March 6, 2018. With me today is Senator Egan, Senator Wilson, myself, Stedman. We have a quorum for business. We're going to modify the agenda. We had two bills on the agenda today. So we'll take up first 163, an act relating to commercial motor vehicles, and then we're going to set aside House Bill 204 today because the bill sponsor is dealing with other issues in the on the other body, and one of the members have an amendment or some questions and stuff, so we'll work on that. So with that, we're going to take up 163. 163 was previously heard on the 1st of March, 2018. Mr. Dan Smith, Director of Measurement and Standards and Commercial Vehicle Enforcement, is available with enthusiasm for further discussion, if he can come forward. Does any committee members have any more questions for the representative of DOT? If you want to give the committee a real brief summary of the bill.
Yes, sir.
And just before you get going, because you're fairly new here, remember when you have the votes, you vote. When you don't, you talk. So the floor is yours.
Chair Stedman, for the record, my name is Dan Smith. I'm the Director of Measurement Standards and Commercial Vehicle Enforcement. The main portion of this bill changes the rules for farmers operating farm vehicles away from their farms. The present law requires that after 150 miles from their farm, then we would regulate them as a motor carrier of either property, hazmat, whatever the case may be. This rule would allow them to operate anywhere in the state. And in a big state like Alaska, where we have operations from Point McKenzie up to Delta, that's a long way to go, and this would provide some relief from regulations for those drivers of those farm vehicles.
Great. Do we have any final comments from any of the committee members? Senator Wilson.
Yes, thank you, sir. Hours for commercial drivers, and does this exclude them for sort of the commercial vehicles and the amount of hours that they can be on the road for? I know that for certain CDL drivers, bus drivers, tractor trailers, they are able to, they're limited in the number of continuous hours they can operate without a rest period. Does this include that for farm? And you don't have to answer this today. I have this bill back in front of State Affairs, so the next committee referral is fine. I just have that question.
Okay. You have a brief answer for him?
Yes, sir. Through the chair. Senator Wilson, yes. Part 395 is hours of service and record of duty status. Farmers would be exempt from that requirement in the state of Alaska under this rule.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Egan, what's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 163 with attached physical note and individual recommendations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached physical note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Again, we're going to postpone action on 204. We'll bring that back as fairly quickly, I think, and when we work out a few details with a concern one of the bills, one of the senators have at the committee with the bill sponsor and the chairman. We are adjourned.